What a damn good first episode. It was, they managed to not only have, not only was the writing great and not only was it well delivered, but they managed to take a show with so many characters, still make it interesting, and not lose focus. There was like a billion characters in this episode, and they just took their time, focused on each setting and each character, and it made me leave the show wanting more. I kept wanting to see what was going on with the characters, and then they cut to another character, and I was like, oh no. But then I was so into the new character being shown, and then when that got cut and then went to another character, I was like, oh my god, no, it has to go back to the previous character. So it was like reading a great book where you're so enthralled with one chapter, and that chapter ends and you're mad, but then you go to a new chapter and you're into it, and then that chapter ends and you want to know what happens, and then it goes to somewhere completely different. So just so well done. And at the beginning with spoiler alert, by the way, but at the beginning when Walder Frey was given the speech, I thought this was a flashback. So I'm wondering, well, why are they flashing back? And why would Walder kill his family? And then I was legitimately surprised when the mask was removed and it was Arya there. So I am curious about what Arya is doing with Ed Sheeran and a bunch of the soldiers, because I could have swore they looked like Lannister soldiers. So I'm wondering what she's going to do with them, go back to King's Landing. At least I thought they were Lannister soldiers. So, and the relationship between Jon Snow and Sansa, you're already seeing tension, even though they love and respect each other. Sansa and Jon both had good points. That's what's so great about Game of Thrones. You can see all sides and you can see all the points to them. Even the ones who are truly irrational, like Cersei. Cersei is just unhinged and irrational, but you know why she does what she does, and you can kind of sympathize with her, even though she's pretty, I mean, the things that she's done are just very evil, but at least you know where she's coming from. So I'm gonna have to watch the episode again, because I just had a really long day and I was kind of nodding out through the episode, fighting to stay awake. So I'll definitely watch it again. But first impressions, just great. It's my favorite show ever, and it's the best show ever. And there were going down through all the seasons, they did have some hiccups, especially with the Sand Snake storyline, because I've read the books and I am rightly or wrongly comparing the show to the books, and the Sand Snake storyline was just such a letdown, and hopefully they'll improve once they show them. But man, and the last season was really good, and if this season is anything like the first episode, I'm so looking forward to it. So that's it. That was my quick Game of Thrones recap while I'm literally trying to keep my eyes open. Man, what a long weekend. So you can follow me on Twitter at Mike Lane Act. That's MikeLaneAct. You can find me on Facebook at Mike Lane Actor. And you can email me at MikeLaneAct@yahoo.com. All right, this was the movies, the music, movies, and more podcast, or movies, music, and more. I forgot the name of my own podcast. That's why I'm that tired, but not tired enough to not record a podcast for the greatest show ever. So have a good one, everyone, and see you next time, or hopefully you'll hear me next time. All right, bye.